So it's 90% of everything is crap, but there's a little problem with my percentage compiler. So this is the sort of stuff that actually exists out there in the real world. My project, we have a paging system. It sends us texts, fantastic. But occasionally when the shit hits the fan, they want to be able to call someone. So we've got a third line support number at Opera. Somebody calls that, they press a number, it dials somebody. To set that automatically from our system, I needed to talk to Asterix. It has an API. Awesome, there's a CPAN module. Double awesome, this is going to be a piece of cake. The API. Asterix API is just like HTTP headers. You send keys and values with a colon in beneath. It sends it through, it sends back a packet. Fantastic. So let's have a look at the Perl module then. There we go. You can connect and you can disconnect. That's all that the documentation tells you to do. Luckily, we have the source code. So I dug around in the source code, had a look. There's something that does send command, gets back a response as a hash. The Asterix API, DB get. You send one action, you get back one response saying the result will follow, and then a separate response block with the actual result. So I thought, I'll try the dumb thing. I'll try send command with DB get, and it should get back the right result. No, you get back a result with that rubbish, and then you call disconnect, and it dies because there was an unexpected result on the line. So, what do you do in a case like this? Oh yes, hang on, I've got two copies of that slide. What do you do? I've been around, I've used PHP, you search the internet for some pasta. Copy pasta. There we go, on the wiki. Example in Perl, verified to work in this particular version. And here it is. You connect, you send command, you send another command and get back the result, and then you disconnect. Your second command's blank. Check this out. How many fails are there in this block of code? It reads back an array, and then it checks value number 7. Now have a look up the top there. Event, response, event. Hey! So that's how it works. This actually works. Now, at this point, I have a choice. I can spend hours digging through all the code, adding the correct API to the Asterix Perl module, checking out how this works, returning the right hash, etc. Or I can copy this into my code. 30 seconds later, I know I'm using what everybody else out in the world is using. It works. I get to go home to my kids. The task is done. This is the talk that I sent to everybody at work to say, what do you think of this? And I got two questions back. The first one was, what's your point, Bron? Yeah, really, don't be a complete douche rocket. I changed the array to return a hash and I get back the value. I put a comment in the code saying, here's a link to the wiki page, here's how the API works, and this is why it's this way. So at least the next person coming along can figure out what's going on. But the world runs on stuff like this and you don't have time to fix everything. The second question I got was somebody said, there's now a JSON API that you can use, send JavaScript, get JavaScript back. I sent a link to that joke where a woman's car breaks down and she goes home and finds her husband in bed with the girl next door, and she writes into the advice column asking what to do. And the advice columnist responds saying, well, there's a few things that could be wrong with your car. You might want to check the carburetor. Yeah, that's not the point. This is what the world's actually running on, is crap like this. Fix what you can. The rest, well, that's how it is. Keep calm and accept it. Thank you. I'm done.